Hey, let's do one on Maria, M-A-R-I-A-P-I-N-R-O-S. P-I-N-E-R-O-S, sorry. Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A. Date of visit is October 27th, 2024. This 25-year-old young lady was seen today with symptoms of difficulty sleeping, anxiety, confusion. The patient has just lost her home. She was living with family members, but because of family issues, had to move out. She's in the process of obtaining an apartment for herself and her four-year-old son, period. Oh, I'm sorry, dated October 20th, sorry, not 27th, period. This has been very difficult for this young woman. She's never been in this situation. She has had thoughts of anxiety, suicidal thoughts, but no attempts, and the fact that her life is over, period. We spend a lot of time talking about ups and downs of life and what to expect. I don't believe there's any concrete plan for her to take her life, period. Medical problems, ADHD, medication, Vyvanse, 40 milligram once a day. Social, she doesn't smoke, she drinks alcohol very little, she doesn't use drugs. Family history, hypertension, surgery, no recent surgery reported. Review of system, no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, metachesia, has had no cough, congestion, symptoms of related to anxiety. Patient is seeking either medication or something to deal with the situational anxiety / depression, period. Allergy, non-medications, we talked about that. Surgery, no surgery. Then an exam, 120 over 70, pulse 88, respiration is 18, and febrile. Heart deposit from the two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixed fragility, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. Assessment, 25-year-old young lady with anxiety, history of ADHD, her life situation, which has caused her to move out of her sister's house, has caused her a tremendous amount of anxiety because of her school. She's only a semester away from finishing up at the University of Houston. She also has a four-year-old child, which also has increased her symptoms of anxiety, having to deal with her child and providing for him a safe environment that he can thrive in. We talked about medications for anxiety, avoiding benzodiazepine, SSRIs. She doesn't like to take medications. She even doesn't take her Vyvanse on regular weekdays. She only takes weekends. She takes it on weekdays to be able to concentrate to go to school and work. I recommend that St. John's Wort. Take three tablets at bedtime to start and evaluate her response in the next 7 to 14 days. We'll discuss possibility of medications at that time. Okay, same patient. Now, this is a new visit. This is going to be October 20th, 2024. Date of birth is 8-12-1999. I'm sorry, October 27th, 2024. Patient comes in today for a follow-up of anxiety and depression. This is a new visit. Maria, M-A-R-I-A-P-I-N-E-R-O-S, Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A. Patient tells me that she's been able to obtain a place to stay, not the nicest apartment, but has decreased her anxiety, has been taking some of the St. John's Wort, even though it's very early, she feels more relaxed. She's also been discussing her situation with her brother, who's been very helpful, even though he does not live in the country. He lives in Puerto Rico, and she feels much better he's come, there are numerous conversations, period. In the paragraph, we talked about psychotherapy, and she's willing to do that if symptoms do not improve. Her biggest problem is whether or not she can finish this semester. I've talked to her about withdrawing from school, but she wants to do her best to see if she can finish this school semester, since she only has another semester to finish and graduate from University of Houston. Medication, Vyvanse only on weekdays. St. John's Wort on a limited basis. Allergy, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking, no alcohol use, significant alcohol use. Family history, no change. Blood pressure today is 110 over 60. Pulse 88. Respiration is 18. A febrile. Heart positive. Swim positive. Two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next for JVD. Skin shows no rash. Assessment, anxiety improved. Number two, depression improved. Number three, suicidal ideation still present, but much improved. She's still very concerned about school. We talked about withdrawing from school for medical reasons. I told her I'm willing to fill out the paperwork to do so. She wants to do her best to see how she does in the next few weeks. Even though her situation somewhat improved, she's still needing to find a place to stay, which is very difficult to work on a regular basis and go to school and deal with the family situation. This has made proof to be too much for her to be able to finish her semester. Nevertheless, we had a good constructive conversation regarding her plans in the future. Thank you.